Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records 1913, 1914, page 409. Visible translated text is as follows. When I asked Mr. Frank for Mary's money, some of the office force were there, but I can't recall their name. I worked in the metal department about 2 years. I never saw little Mary Fagan in Mr. Frank's office. I don't think Mr. Frank knew my name. He knew my face. It has been some time since I asked for Mary's pay by number. I do not believe that I ever saw Mr. Frank speak to Mary Fagan. Redirect examination. I don't know who paid on Friday, April 25th. R.L. Wagoner, sworn for the state. I am a city detective. On Tuesday, April 29th, from 10:30 until a little after 11 in the morning, I was in front of the pencil factory on the other side of the street. I would continually see Mr. Frank walk to the window and look down and twist his hands when he would come to the window, looking down on the sidewalk. He did this about 12 times when I was there in about 30 minutes. I was in the automobile with Mr. Frank and Mr. Black, and his leg was shaking. He was under arrest at the time. Cross-examination. I don't know what he was doing in the office. I saw some other people up there that I didn't recognize. I was sent to the pencil factory to notice Mr. Frank and the pencil factory. I thought Mr. Frank would be arrested. J.L. Beavers, sworn for the state. I am chief of police of the city of Atlanta. I was at the pencil factory on Tuesday the 29th and saw what I took to be a splotch of blood near the elevator. It seemed to be as big as a quarter in the center and scattered out in the direction of this room near the door. There were some stains and others scattered around there. Cross-examination. It may have been Monday, but I was at the pencil factory.